our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
We are. I dreamed last night that we got a divorce and I was real sad about
Why?
It. You wanted it.
Why?
You didn't like me or something.
Oh, yeah, that's
awesome. I was real sad. Like, I was real sad and I woke up kind of sad.
Yeah.
And it made me sad. You're just moving the microphone. I'm sure that's a great sound on
but
the microphone.
But you were moving
microphone.
It first.
But yeah, so I don't want to divorce you, so let's not do that.
Okay.
Okay. Do you ever have dreams like when you wake up, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I also have dreams, I just wake up and I go, ugh.
Well, that's related to life. Do you remember your dreams?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember good dreams, or do you only remember the bad ones?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I used to remember my dreams more.
Yeah.
When I was younger, and now that I'm old, I just, like, sleep, and then I wake up, and I'm like, well, I'm going to go do life now.
Yeah. I think I remember my dreams more when I, like, sleep a super long time, because after a certain amount of sleep, after like 9 hours of sleep or something, I just start to just dream like a lot. Mm. And then it's hard to wake up because I'm just like, oh man, I don't want to dream.
Maybe you'll grow out of
it's
it.
It's fun. I kind of want to, but I kind of don't want to. Like, it's cool. Dreams are cool, but they're also disruptive and don't let me get up and do things that I should do.
I think you're addicted to dreaming.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Need to go
it's
to
not bad.
A-
No, like a... I'm not addicted to dreaming. There are people who have been addicted to dreaming. They're the people who train themselves to lucid dream.
What?
Lucid dreaming?
No, I know that, but...
Yeah,
but
they
you
train
know
themselves
people?
To do it.
Do you know people who are?
Not personally, no. Oh, I've read about it. Oh. But they train themselves to lucid dream, and then they don't want to wake up.
Right. Well, because...
It's real bad, because you can do whatever you want in your dream.
Yeah, because it's awesome.
I have also heard, I'm not sure if this is true, but I've also heard that that can cause you to have trouble waking up.
So you're like asleep forever?
Well, not, I mean,
it's like,
not
I'm gonna
forever,
go take
obviously.
A coma.
Sometimes I wish I could take a coma. I probably could. I feel like, I don't feel like I've ever woken up and been like, man, I'm done sleeping.
Yeah, I don't think I want to sleep for more than like 3 months though.
No.
No, I think that's
you think 3 months is your limit?
That's my limit. Because if I do it longer than that, I'd miss like a whole magic set.
Yeah, but then you'd wake up and there'd be an entire magic set you didn't know about.
No, that's not cool.
You wouldn't want that?
No, I need to know what's coming
up. Oh, you'd
out.
Be like a whole four by behind and drafting and you wouldn't have any
yeah,
idea what's happening.
I wouldn't
happening.
Have any idea.
Well, that's too
not
bad.
Unacceptable.
I don't know. How long do I think I could sleep before I get tired of it? No, but really, like, I've never woken up and been like, I am fully rested and ready to go. I don't need to sleep anymore. Like, I feel like I could always go back to sleep. I think the longest I've ever slept is probably about 16 hours.
That's too many.
It's way too many. I agree. That's two nights of sleep at once.
I can't sleep that long.
I know you can't. You wake up at like 7 hours. You're like, oh, I've slept so long.
It's like, because there's so much stuff to do.
There isn't. There's
I don't have enough time to do all the stuff I
want to do. My dreams are more interesting than my real life.
Well, I might be offended by that.
No, I love you. You're great. But the rest of my life is pretty boring.
Yeah, but the only time you're sleeping is when I'm around.
What?
The only time you sleep is when I'm around. The whole time I'm awake, you're still sleeping.
Oh, 2 hours in the morning? I don't think that counts.
Well, like on other days.
What other days? It's like 2 hours. No, don't even. You're not framing this in any way.
I'm just saying that.
I'm not going to get up at 5 a.m. on your days that you work just to see you for an hour. That's silly.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. It is. But you should make your alarm so that it's not just for famous people.
So he's referencing I was late to work the other day because... So my sleepy brain, lies to me a lot. Sometimes it'll tell me that time doesn't pass while I'm asleep. Like, I wake up to my alarm, and I'll hit the snooze button, because I think that if I go back to sleep, time won't pass. And I'll wake up, and it'll still be the same time. The other day, I had a problem where I woke up, and I heard my alarm, but I thought that it was an alarm that was just for famous people, and it wasn't for me, and that I had a different alarm. And so I woke up, like, an hour late. I was like, oh, what was that about?
You dummy.
I know. I'm real dumb.
No, it's okay.
I can't even make you understand, because you don't.
No, I don't.
You
have
never will.
Thing.
You'll never
I
have
used,
that.
When I was young, I would sleep like a lot, but now that I'm old, I have all.
You're
kinds
not
of stuff
old.
I want to do.
Oh my god!
Can I have so many video games I want to play before I do other things.
Can we please understand that you're not old? You're not
anyway,
old.
Anyway, so
what? How old to you is old?
Old.
Because to me,
30 is
old.
Old
is like 70.
30 is old.
30 is old.
Yeah.
Wow. That's sad.
I'm not old, but I'm older than I should be for what I'm doing in my life.
I don't know what that means. Oh, so your life stage, your job and progression, you should be in like your 20s?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I should be 24 or 25, but now I'm old. I'm 10 years older than I should be for what I'm doing in my life.
Well, you get a late start. It happens.
I mean, I was young before, but now I'm old.
That's not true at all.
No, that's exactly true.
You were going to say something like a couple minutes ago and I don't remember.
I don't know.
Was.
You interrupted me.
I know I did. It was important.
It was probably not important.
It was definitely important.
It might have something to do with the new game that I found.
Well, you found a new game.
Oh, I love
you
it.
You really like to get addicted to like one iPad game at a time. At least you've given up the passive clicky games on the computer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're counting up games.
Yeah, I got more interesting ones now. But there's a game for iOS. I don't know if it's on any other things. It's on my iPad. It's called Final Fantasy Record Keeper. And any person who is a Final Fantasy fan, like, I am a fan of all the Final Fantasy games. This game is, all it is you go through and you do the battles, the big battles from all the other Final Fantasy games, but you get to recruit the characters from those games. So, like, right now I have Kane, I have Cecil, I have Rydia. Well, I guess these are all from Final Fantasy IV. But I got Cloud, I got Waka from Final Fantasy X, and there's so many other characters, and you just play through the game and you recruit them, and you can put them all on your one team. And the graphics are like Final Fantasy IV. Or 6, like Super Nintendo graphics, and you do all the battles that way, and it's awesome. And I just started playing it, was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, and oh man.
So, I have to admit, I haven't really heard anything you said for the last minute, because I've been trying to come up with a clever way to combine Final Fantasy and fan. I can't do it. Just Final Fantasy? It's not working.
Final Fantasy fan.
Yeah, but the... There's something there. There has to be something there. Yeah. Final Fantasy. Yeah. Yeah, it's something.
That's
I don't
a
know
stretch.
What I don't know what it is, but there's something there. But luckily, you told me about the game yesterday, so I'm caught up to speed.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool though. Other things that I've done in my life.
I tried
life,
to play Final Fantasy and
I walked 6.3 miles
you
on Saturday.
You did? You walked 6 miles. You're like, I'm going to go see a movie. And you walked from our corner of town, which is the southwest corner of town, to the river, which is the northeast corner of town.
I walked to Minnesota.
You did. Well, it could have gone norther. Because you could have gone up to
Gateway. Oh, yeah. I just walked to the other end of town.
Yeah, you walked like 2/3 of the way across town.
Yeah, it was pretty far.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, you did. You walked to Minnesota.
I walked to Minnesota. I was like, I'm walking to Minnesota right now from home. And it was only a couple hours.
It's just a couple hours.
It's like three miles. Or no, it's more than that.
No, it's four, I think.
Four miles. Yeah, about 4 miles.
That took you a couple hours to do?
Well, it took me like an hour and 50 minutes because I walked up.
Oh, right. You took like a weird path around the river.
I wanted to see the river because it was a nice walk.
Yeah. No, it was a nice day. But you overdressed because you didn't realize it was going to be 75 degrees and you had three shirts on.
I did have three shirts.
That's too many shirts.
I thought it was because it's still cold sometimes.
Yeah. So there's these people. They're called meteorologists. They can tell what the weather's going to be.
I know what you're doing.
And they will, they'll even, like, post it on the internet to tell you about it. Your phone, if you...
You're shitting me!
Your phone, if you...
No way!
If you swipe down from the top of the phone, it'll tell you, or your iPad.
So, you know what I just remembered? What's that? My favorite noise in the whole world.
Is it the goat noise?
The goat scream. Should I do it? I don't do it? All right, everybody. Everybody, should I do the goat noise?
Don't do the goat noise. The Marks. We have two Marks who listen to our podcast. Yeah. Two separate people named Mark. That's, I think we only have three listeners. So 2/3 of our listeners are named Mark.
No, my I have some people on the posted on the thing.
My sister listens. Yeah. Your brother listens.
There's like at least like six people.
Is it six?
That's six regular listeners.
Regular listeners or intermittent listeners?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
But I have people who listen.
So a thing that
happened yesterday as well is someone posted a quiz that was actually a cool quiz.
Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I guess it was yesterday. It was a really cool quiz.
And it was, you find out what your D&D character is.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you
what you are as a D&D character.
It gives you your race, mm-hmm. your alignment, your levels, your stats.
Your class.
Your class, race, class, stats, yeah. I don't know how it gets levels, but the other stuff is cool.
I think it gets levels based on the, like the stats. Because my highest stat was a 14, and I was, like, a level 3.
I was level 2.
You were 2-2, so you were 4.
Yeah. But there's, like, it's just weird.
Your stats were that much higher than mine. I bet it's based on that.
But I looked up, too. There's, like, some stats based on that, and 0.2% of the people that did it were lawful evil.
Really?
Yeah. That's it.
Lawful evil, though? Ugh.
That was the least one.
So, tell everybody what you ended up being.
Oh, I am a true neutral, bard/wizard.
Human.
Human bard wizard.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because I play the guitar and I'm smart.
You probably mentioned in there that you like music and stuff too.
Yeah.
I ended up as a level 3 elf wizard.
Mm-hmm. And non-humans are rare.
I don't know why I ended up as an elf. I haven't yet figured that out. I don't know what I could have possibly put in there. It's not like I'm pretty. Or graceful.
There's elf questions that I look. They said that if you answer 70% of a certain race's questions, yes, like uh-huh. correctly, you become that race. Otherwise, you're just human.
That's weird.
So you did whatever elf. I must have ended up elf.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
It's hard to do.
Well, because it's funny because elves tend to have a high dex, and my dex is my lowest.
Well, no,
stat.
I think it's not really what.
No, it's not. It's not. It's how they are as a thing.
Yeah.
Elves tend to be dexterous.
They tend to be dexterity and graceful and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I'm not any of that at all. Nope.
But yeah, the lowest amount of people were lawful evil.
Yeah, because that's hard. Lawful evil is hard to be.
Hard to be lawful
you have to be
evil.
A politician, basically, to be lawful
yeah,
evil.
Yeah.
But like a bad politician. There are some good politicians that you just don't hear about them,
yeah,
see them.
Because they don't get jobs.
Well, it's not that they don't get jobs. It's that they don't usually get into the big powerful positions.
Right.
Because they don't work with the bad guys who have all the power.
But it was pretty cool. I'm true neutral, which I thought was
interesting. Oh, yeah, I'm true neutral too, which I also thought was interesting. I didn't necessarily agree with that.
Oh, I did. I was like, yeah, okay.
So I think I looked back on my stats, and I thought that I was just a second away from being lawful neutral, but I think I was actually a second away from being chaotic neutral, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was very close. Like, it had, like, 14 neutral, and then, like, 5 and 6 of the other ones.
Yeah.
So I was just very...
I wouldn't want to go, like, I thought about going back and filling it in again to see how much it would change on a second run through, but yeah. There's 129 questions.
Yeah, that's
it's
the thing.
It's cool,
we should
but
post
it's long.
A link to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll link to that in the episode comments.
Also, it's on
page.
My personal Facebook page, too,
if
you know me.
Yeah.
If you're on my friend on Facebook, just look for it.
But I'll put it in the description.
It's called Awesome Quiz or something.
It's not.
I don't know.
I don't remember what it's called either. But
yeah, I just
put a link. It'll be on the Podbean page. It should show up in the iTunes comments as well.
Note to post link. Quiz link.
Quiz link. Boom. Noted.
Done. So another thing that happened this week.
Yep.
We started watching Daredevil.
We did start watching Daredevil. Did you watch Beyond What We
no,
Watched?
No, I was waiting for you.
I just didn't know.
I wanted to watch it, but I didn't.
Well, it's very nice.
And also, I was walking halfway across town.
Yeah, you were walking halfway across town. That's true.
3/4 of the way across town.
Most of the way across town.
Most, yeah. Okay.
Why, pray tell, did you walk most of the way across town?
Because I wanted to go see a movie.
And what movie did you see?
The movie called It Follows, which
and
I love.
What
I love
was
it.
Special about It Follows that you should tell our listeners
It Follows
about?
Is a horror film. It's based in Detroit, Michigan. Michigan?
Mm-hmm. Michigan. It's Michigan.
Michigan?
Michigan. You call them Michigeese.
Michigeese.
They really hate when you do that, by the way.
Michigeese?
Yeah. Well, because technically they're called Michiganders, but I think it's funny to say Michigeese.
Oh, and then they don't like
that.
Yeah,
they don't like that.
That's like when people go to San Francisco and they call it Frisco.
Yeah, but I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, or when they call California Cali.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's
people might do that.
But Michigeese is a different thing, because nobody actually says that. I just think it's real funny.
I think that you think that it's real funny.
It is, yeah. That's the state of affairs. So it follows horror movie based in Detroit. I did not see this movie. I do not enjoy horror movies. Don't like being scared.
So it's not really, there aren't very many jump scares. There's like a couple little ones, but it's the one that most notable one is like, there's the girls like standing in the bathroom and then like a ball hits the window and that was it. There's no like jumpy jump things.
Yeah, but I'm even afraid of not jump scares, like Babadook. Scary as hell.
Oh.
Super scary.
Babadook.
If you have not seen Babadook, check it out. If you're even a little bit into horror movies,
it's good.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy.
There's not a lot of jump scares in that.
There's
a couple.
Like one or two, and they're not huge jump scares. It's like little things.
It's like it's a jump scare where it cuts to the thing, and then like a few seconds later,
like another
then
thing
the,
happens.
Then the jump happens.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. Like you were.
Yeah, like you look at him, and like then some claws pop out, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, or then he yells like a weird voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got the creepies in it.
Yeah, it does. So back to It Follows.
Oh, It Follows is the style that it's done in is really, it reminds me so much of like early 80s and late 70s horror films.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of Halloween is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first Halloween movie, like Nightmare on Elm Street, like just like the neighborhoods that people live in.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me so much of that because like Nightmare on Elm Street has the neighborhood. It's just like, you know, the sidewalks.
It's like a small towny sort of neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, or like the suburbs like of any town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so great. Like, they're just them walking around, and there's a creepy thing that follows. That's all.
So, you mentioned that you had played a similar story out before,
yeah.
Right?
We played D&D. I don't remember exactly who was there, but I know Danny Sue was there. And, he's a chaotic evil
wizard. Yeah, he's a chaotic evil.
Chaotic evil sorcerer wizard.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
That was, He's a 0.2% anyway.
No. Chaotic evil is 3.1%.
Oh, that's still.
But evil was like less than.
Less than 10%.
Less than 10% of people are evil. Yeah.
Anyway, so you played with them.
Yeah, so we played a campaign at one point. I think, I'm pretty sure it was like an amulet that we stole from a mummy's tomb.
This was D&D?
In D&D, yeah. Okay. Must have been 1990. Yeah.
1990. I was a child. Please.
I was a teenager or early 20s at most. So,
nerd.
Late 90s. Yeah. So we were playing, and at one point there was a mummy's tomb which was trapped, and we had a rogue with us. Or I think they were just thieves back then.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a thief, and he stole like an amulet from this mummy's tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out later that the mummy wanted it back.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just slowly walk towards wherever the amulet is.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot what It Follows is about.
Yeah, it's just
people walking.
It's just somebody walking real slow towards the one person.
So what was the mummy going to do when he made it?
He just get you.
Or did he just want the amulet?
He just get you.
He just get you?
He'd probably kill
did
you.
He ever actually get to anything?
No.
No, did they like destroy the
amulet? No,
we
were moving around too much.
Oh, they just never
He just never showed up. Well, because he was on an island.
Oh, right.
And there's an ocean.
Yeah, it's a bit of a walk.
We were across the ocean most
That's
of the time.
That's lucky.
And it's hard to walk under the ocean.
I can imagine it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, that. So It Follows had a very... Why are you yawning?
I'm sorry.
Your butt.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was cool. But
cool.
It could change... Like, it looks like a person always, but it can change the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was really cool.
It's cool. So back to Daredevil. It's good. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite for me as much, I think, as it could be, because I'm not super into action. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fight scenes. I don't really care about
fight scenes. Well, Daredevil, he's a fighty guy.
Yeah. No, I see that now.
He's like,
also blind.
He's
he
like blind Spider-Man.
That. No, he's blind Batman.
No.
He's blind poor Batman.
He's poor blind Batman, but
he's
also
not Spider-Man because he can't swing around and shit.
No, he's blind Spider-Man without the webs.
Nah. I disagree.
And less quippy.
I think he's blind, poor Batman.
Blind, poor Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does have some super, like, he has super senses and good reflexes.
I don't know
if his reflexes
Batman
are super.
Batman
kind of
does, too.
Yeah, but his aren't, like, otherworld, like, more than normal. I mean, Batman's strong and he's fast, and he's smart, right? Mm-hmm. But he's, I mean, Daredevil is
Daredevil has a bit of a Spidey sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has, like, he's got, like, better things.
So he's poor blind Spider-Bat.
Spider-Bat person.
What if Spider-Man and Batman had a kid and he was Spider-Bat?
Spider-Bat.
So he has the advantage of all of the Spider-Man, like, swinging and webs and shit, but he's also real rich and has all the armor.
Yeah.
Does it be Peter Wayne?
Peter Wayne. Yep. Yeah, that would be a thing.
That would be a thing. All right, let's do a segment. What segment should we do? Top three or snack?
Top three.
Top three. Adam has our top three this week. Adam, what's our top three?
Oh, I forgot what it was.
Oh, well done. Well done.
No, top three. Favorite cereal.
Favorite cereal. Oh, so I don't know if this counts. But because I've just been eating it the last few days, I'm going to list it. French Toast Crunch is so good. Have you had French Toast Crunch?
Have I had it? Yeah. No, you won't let me.
Have you had it ever?
No.
I mean.
You won't let me have it. You said, this one is mine.
Yeah,
you
can't it is. Have it. But ever have you?
No,
like,
I haven't
had it.
Did
you have the first one around? Oh my God.
I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'll let you have some because it's so much better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch gets like kind of dry.
Are they shaped like little breads?
They are shaped like little breads. They're amazing. I love them. I mean, it mostly just tastes like sugar cereal, but.
Right. I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Because
they're not shaped like little breads, but they taste real good.
As a child, really loved Lucky Charms. Mm-hmm. They were my jam.
I liked Lucky Charms.
We had cereal at our babysitter, and mine was always Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm. So what was your plan of attack when you ate Lucky Charms?
I kind of mixed and matched. I would just eat spoonfuls. And then when I got near the end, I'd start just eating out the dry cereal and leave the marshmallows. Sometimes
oh,
I would just
right,
pick out the
dry
cereal. Oh,
that's right, because it's
dry cereal. Yeah, because I don't eat milk with
that's
my
weird.
Cereal. It's so gross. How is milk and cereal a natural thing? It's disgusting. Ask the Kellogg brothers. Ask whatever space Kellogg is. You can't have dairy with your cereal. It is dry cereal. Boom. Cornflakes, motherfucker.
Cornflakes. What was his name? Harold Kellogg?
I don't remember. One of them was crazier than the other one. I think they were both a little crazy.
It was Luke Wilson and Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah. In Drunk History, Kellogg. It was. Yeah. We also listened to the Sawbones about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was... Actually, I remember my real top three.
Yeah, what was your... Well, let's finish out this one. We can do a double top three.
Double top three. Okay. What was it? What was the question?
Cereal.
Oh, my favorite cereal. For a long time...
Uh-huh.
My favorite cereal, I would accept no substitute. I would only eat this one cereal, and it is Bran Flakes.
You are not wrong. You ate Bran Flakes forever.
Yep. I would put different things in them. I had, like, raisins and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cinnamon, raisin, Bran Flakes?
Yeah.
Can I have two number ones?
No. That would be a top four.
Then Cheerios.
What was your honorable mention?
Honorable mention, the fake Honey Bunches of Oats, not the real stuff. The honey oat blenders
yeah,
or whatever
those
it
are
is.
Real good.
The malt oatmeal version instead of I like them better. They taste like less
so cheaper,
sugar.
And they're just like just a giant bag for $1.50.
Yeah, but I like Cheerios because they're simple. Yeah. You can eat them as a meal. You can eat them as a snack.
When I was
you
two,
you can put them in stuff.
When I was two, Cheerios was my jam.
Yeah, Cheerios are great.
Because Cheerios, you don't even need milk.
And they, like, lower your cholesterol. Yeah, I don't eat milk or anything. So
I know, but you're doing it wrong.
What's your number one cereal?
My number one cereal of all time, except no substitutes, oatmeal.
I guess I forgot that one exists.
It's what I eat.
You're so boring.
Every day.
Oatmeal, Bran Flakes, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't know. You really like Life cereal.
Yeah.
You eat a lot of that lately.
I really like Cocoa Pebbles, too. But I'm trying to be a grown-up.
I don't like Cocoa Pebbles.
I'm going to throw something at you.
I do like Cocoa Puffs, but I... Thank you. He's thrown a microfiber cloth at me, folks.
Well, I didn't want to hurt you.
it was the softest thing available. I like Cocoa Puffs. I don't like the... I don't know why I put the Cocoa Pebbles that I don't like.
I don't like Cocoa Puffs. Because they don't make the milk brown enough.
Oh. Yeah, again, I don't have that issue.
Oh,
I have
yeah,
eaten Cocoa Puffs in milk before, and it was so gross.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
Cocoa
gross.
Puffs aren't good.
No, they're just pebbles. Not any good.
Because cocoa pebbles, when you put them in milk, they just get like a big mushy pile. And you're just like, drink
Weren't
it.
Weren't there some like gimmicky like, cereals for like a while that would like...
chocolate orange juice.
That would like turn your milk blue or something?
I don't know.
They like put dye in them.
I remember they had Incredible Hulk chocolate syrup.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was awesome. I had like a big bottle of it and green? I would make chocolate syrup and it was green.
We had...
And then I didn't finish my story.
Okay, please.
So one day, after I was
Is it
going to
be a poop story? I know where this is going.
Poop was green!
I've heard about Booberry before.
It was bright green, and it was awesome.
I think I'd, like, be afraid and go to the doctor. And be like, what is this? What's happening to me? Why do we always end up talking about poop? He's writing it down, folks. He's writing down, my poop was green.
That's because it's the title of the episode.
Oh, title of the episode, my poop was green. I think I can put poop in the title of the episode. I'm so sorry.
Why?
Because this is a classy establishment.
Since when did that happen?
10 seconds ago. It was 10 seconds ago. I might make it. It was green. How's that?
It was green. No, because it's not what I said.
I can't put poop in the title. I can't do it.
All right, we'll think of something else.
We'll come up with something else. What I was gonna say is that we once had purple ketchup. Mm-hmm. It was green ketchup.
That's
we might
gross.
Have both. We also had blue butter. It might have been probably margarine.
I don't think that's a real thing.
It was probably margarine. Yeah, we had it. It was like the squeezy stuff.
Blue food is unappetizing.
No, it's real good is what it is. No, I know that you heard that that's true.
I heard it on a podcast.
You heard it on Sawbones, but it wasn't true.
So speaking of which, top three number two.
Uh-huh.
Top three podcasts.
Top three podcasts.
Yeah.
Number three. What's your number three? Yeah, I was going to say, I could just pull out the podcast list and which ones I listen to first.
Where's my iTunes?
Like, I always know. I don't know where your iTunes is. I always know. It's like, this podcast, I'm excited that it's come on.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know how I'm going to pick between these. Number three, Harmontown.
Oh, yeah. I can't say it because you just said it, but yes.
Harmontown?
Come on down
I mean, you
to Harmontown.
Can say it if you want.
Turn that frown upside
okay,
down.
Okay, here, how about this? I'll let you have that for number three. I'm going to
go
with number...
I have other ones.
No,
I have so many other ones.
You have so many other ones?
You already chose it.
Can we do, like, top 25?
Can we do top... I have seven.
I really only need top seven.
Okay. Okay, my number three is Limited Resources with Marshall Sutcliffe. And right now, LSV is the...
So, I guess I should explain what Harmontown is. Harmontown is a podcast where Dan Harmon... Well, we can go back to Limited Resources.
Well, yeah, I know, we will.
Where Dan Harmon talks about stuff, like his life and how much he doesn't like to write Community.
Yeah, if you don't know who Dan Harmon is, he's the creator of Community and Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
And also Heat Vision and Jack.
Heat Vision and Jack. the Dead Alewives.
I know everything. That was from Heat Vision. Because Jack Black said...
If there's any girls there, I want to do them!
Right. That's from the Dungeons and Dragons.
That was him too. Him and Rob Schraub.
From way back in the day.
From way back.
When they were kids.
All right, so that was my number three. I'm sorry, your number three was Limited Resources.
Limited Resources with Marshall Sutcliffe and Louise Scott Vargas.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about magic.
They talk about... What specifically about magic?
Limited, like drafting.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about different things. They always do set reviews about how well they do in that. Give just basic strategy and...
And limited is the format where you don't know what cards you're going to have before you go into it.
Yep.
It's
a limited format.
Drafting and sealed.
Yeah, you start with sealed booster packs,
mm-hmm.
and then you build a deck from the cards that you get,
mm-hmm.
either by drafting, by picking a card and passing it,
mm-hmm.
or by just opening six packs of cards and building a
picking
deck of what
those.
You got. Yeah.
All right. That was your number three. My number two podcast, Indoor Kids.
Indoor Kids.
Yep.
Be-doo-doo-boo.
I'm currently listening to Indoor Kids. Like
I'm listening to the...
I'm in the middle of it right
and
now.
The
Ooh, how
one?
Far in are you? Maybe we could start playing together at the same time.
No. I don't know. Hold on. I have 39 minutes and 41 seconds in.
Oh, you're 4 minutes ahead of me.
Then he just plays a song about like him talking to girls.
Oh, I could probably just skip the song.
It's not very good.
It's not like Professor Shaga.
I just don't like
it. I heard him play live with the Double Clicks at Gen Con.
Okay.
Like he came in and did a really cool cover that I don't remember what it was, but it was really cool.
Okay. My number two podcast is what is it? Let me look. I'm gonna say what is it? I can't have another magic podcast. I'm gonna go with WTF.
WTF with Marc Maron. You only started that recently. That it's a pretty old podcast.
Yeah,
you
only recently I just started it recently. I really like when he talks to people. The beginnings of his episodes are a little weird because he just kind of rambles on
He's like a crazy guy for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, he'll just ramble on about things. But when he talks to people, he just gets in their skulls.
Yeah.
And you figure out what's going on and you get to know people pretty well.
That's cool.
The reason why I started listening to that was because he had an episode with Aaron Freeman.
Oh, and, of Ween fame.
Yeah. Gene Ween.
Gene or Wiener.
I mean.
I said Wiener.
It's Gene and Deaner.
I said Wiener on the podcast.
You can't say it. If I can't say poop, you can't say Wiener.
No, you can say poop on the podcast. I just can't make it the title.
What you can't call it, you can't name it Gene or Wiener?
No, I can't name it Gene or Wiener. That wasn't going to happen. What kind of establishment are you letting here? Oh, it's going to be a long podcast today.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Excited.
We got a snack to do.
Yeah, we still got a snack. That's what I'm saying. Right. So my number one podcast is The Dork Forest.
Okay.
Because I like it. One. Because
she talks about you on there?
No, it's not because she talks about me on there.
Sometimes.
It's because every week she gets a different person on who has a different, like, special dorkdom. A special thing that they're really super into. And it's not usually something I'm into at all. But I like learning about it. Like, she had someone on who liked to hunt mushrooms. Like, they go out to the... Could you stop playing with the microphone code, please?
No.
Thank you. They go out to the wild, like the wilderness, and like pick mushrooms. They gotta learn like which ones are safe and which ones aren't.
Don't eat them.
Yeah. No, they do eat them though. That's the thing.
No, you die.
Or they had one that was all about perfume and like what's in perfume. And like, I didn't know anything about it.
Did they have a nail polish nerd yet?
They haven't. They haven't had a nail polish nerd. And I've been thinking about that a lot. Been running through my head a lot. At least I'm pretty sure there hasn't been one. I know one. So I've only listened to like the first 50 some episodes and then the most recent ones since July. So there's like 100 some in the middle that I'm missing where there might have been a nail polish nerd, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. I would refer my sister before I would do it because she knows more than I do.
Mm.
Somehow.
What was my number two?
Your number two was WTF Marc Maron.
Oh, that's right.
What's your number one?
My number one. Favorite podcast of all time.
Mm-hmm. For now.
Tell him Steve Dave.
Tell him Steve Dave. You really do
and
like
the,
a good Tell him Steve Dave.
And accoutrement, like, what say you?
Oh, like, that's you another well. Podcast. That's cheating.
No, I mean, it's the same thing. It's
nah,
same.
It's cheating.
Oh, well, that's like saying, like, smart.
That's
cast.
Like me saying that Nerdist is the same as Indoor Kids. They're totally different
No,
podcasts.
They don't have the same people on them, though.
Okay, that's like me saying Nerdist is the same as Phoebe.
Well, that's like saying Smodcast.
Or saying it's the same as Jonah Radio or... Oh, all the other ones that Matt and
I like Tell Him Steve Dave better, but I really like What Say You a lot.
Yeah, I think I prefer What Say You, honestly. Yeah.
But it doesn't have Walt on it.
No, I know. That's probably why I prefer that.
I like Sal.
Yeah, Walt's fine. Seriously, what
no,
are you doing?
No, I'm getting our snack out.
Oh. Well, the microphone's pointed 100% towards me, which means I must be more important
than
you.
All right, what are we getting? Garlic cracker nuts?
No, let's do the other ones.
We'll save that for next week.
Garlic
next
cracker
week.
Nuts.
Preview, garlic cracker nuts.
What do we got this week?
We have Smoky.
I think it's pronounced Smoky, probably.
Smoky?
By Stark,
yeah.
Stark is the
this is,
brand.
Serbian snack. It's a Serbian snack.
So it looks like a Cheeto.
Not to be confused with a Serbian film.
Uh-huh. It looks like a Cheeto, but I believe it's what, peanut flavored? Something like that?
Yeah. Well, the bag looks like Cheetos, but they're peanut flavored.
No, I think they're going to be extruded like Cheetos.
Oh.
What do they smell like? Oh, I smell.
Oh,
smell.
No.
Let me smell it.
No.
Let me smell it.
It smells like peanut butter.
Oh, my God. It smells exactly like peanut butter.
Okay.
Okay.
These are real
same time,
awesome.
Same time.
All right. Here's one for you.
Thank you.
They look like tiny, tiny cheesy poofs.
They actually look like a... So I tried this Jif cereal a while back that didn't taste anything like peanut butter.
My mouth is watering.
Salty. They smell sweet, but taste salty.
Well, peanut butter smells like peanut butter. It doesn't smell sweet, though.
It smells sweet to me, though.
Like it's like salty peanut butter cheesy poof.
Yeah, it's like a really salty peanut butter. You have to give me some of those.
No,
I'm
fine.
No.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
I my birthday money, bitch. Oh. Thank you.
Don't say that.
No, they're good, though. They're actually really good. And we got these from our local international market for like a couple bucks. I think it was a dollar.
They have the consistency, the texture of cheesy poofs, and they have salty peanut butter on them.
Yeah.
They're really good.
They're really good. 100% would recommend these.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 would buy again.
Yeah. Probably will buy again.
Yeah. Good job, Serbia.
300 calories per bag? That sounds wrong, but I'll believe it.
It's not like America where they have to put the right information on there. Yeah. All right, so that is the... We're going to wrap it up now.
I'll wrap it up.
We've had our snack. We've had our top three. We've but had other so things. Good. We've, we did some things.
Surely there's something else we have to talk about. Oh!
Oh.
I wanted to talk about a news story that I found.
Man, I'm going to need some more smoky.
Just real quick.
Oh, we got some news.
Yeah.
Aha, news.
It's old ass news, by the way. I just read this story because someone shared it on the internet. I don't even remember the context in which I shared it, but let me pull it up here real quick.
These are so good. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my glob.
So done. Here's what I read. There was a video apparently going around. This is June 2013, so it's not going around anymore. But there was a video going around.
Literally 2 years ago.
Yeah, I told you. It was old news.
Okay.
Of a summer party in Mexico. And the organizers of the party poured liquid nitrogen into the pool while people were swimming in it.
That's a bad idea.
Now, what do you think is the thing that probably went wrong here?
The pool froze.
No. It's not that the pool froze.
Okay. Well, let me see. Now, the pool boiled.
Liquid nitrogen, it evaporates pretty quickly, so it wouldn't really make, the pool probably too cold.
The pool exploded.
No? So, where's your head when you're in a pool?
Above the water.
And what happens when liquid
Everybody
nitrogen...
Everybody passed out.
Yeah, so, turns out a whole bunch of people at the party had to go to the hospital because they started to asphyxiate because they couldn't get any oxygen because there was a whole bunch of liquid nitrogen.
Is nitrogen denser than oxygen?
Hmm?
Is it denser than...
And yeah, I think so.
Okay. So it was like hovering up right above the pool.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they go above the water and like breathe in. They're like, I can't.
Yep.
This isn't working.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Good job, Mexico.
Yeah. Is it hydrogen, helium? What comes up to helium on the periodic table?
Lithium, beryllium.
Where's nitrogen and oxygen? I think nitrogen comes before oxygen.
They're pretty close. They're pretty close. But, I mean...
In any case, it was enough to asphyxiate
They float around all around us.
Yeah, it was enough to asphyxiate people. So, yeah. Doesn't look like anybody died, but I just want to say, science, while cool, is also deadly sometimes.
Yeah, and don't put liquid nitrogen in a swimming pool if there's people in it.
Yeah, you can make Dippin' Dots out of liquid nitrogen, though.
Yeah. Okay, see you next week. Bye! It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.